Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, this is special coverage of the verdict against California's Proposition 8. I'm Joshua Johnson. California's ban on same-sex marriage has been struck down, but that does not mean gay and lesbian couples may get married tonight. This afternoon, U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker issued a lengthy ruling affirming the plaintiff's contention that Prop 8 violates the U.S. Constitution's protections of due process and equal protection. Soon after the verdict, the plaintiff's attorneys held a news conference in San Francisco. KQED's Mina Kim just returned from the event. Mina, what struck you the most at the news conference?
You know, Joshua, I think what struck me the most was actually how subdued it was despite this victory. There was definitely a sense, both among the lead attorneys and also among the four plaintiffs in the case, that this is going to be a long fight. It'll definitely go to appeal, and they mentioned that several times, actually. There were several times when they prefaced their comments by saying, we know this is going to the Supreme Court, but we also feel like today the law is on our side, and so today is different. So you definitely get that sense of a long fight, though, of course, very happy that the judge ruled in their favor.
So happy, but not exactly celebratory.
Right. I think they're still sort of watching to see how this legal battle continues to unfold.
Got it. KQED's Mina Kim. Thanks, Mina. Well, there may not have been much celebration at the news conference, but today's decision was greeted with joy and some cheering in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood. Standing near the corner of Castro and Market, Jeff Mead was a bit speechless when he heard the news.
So how are you feeling?
Tearful. It's a pretty good step in the right direction for our country. I think it's a small step, but it fills me with a lot of hope.
As Mina told us from both the start, both sides said that if this decision did not go their way, they would appeal. Attorney Andy Puno, who argued in favor of Prop 8 in court, released a statement saying in part, quote, "Today's ruling is clearly a disappointment. The judge's invalidation of the votes of over 7 million Californians violates binding legal precedent and short-circuits the democratic process." Continuing to quote, "But this is not the end of our fight to uphold the will of the people for traditional marriage, as we now begin an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals," unquote. The National Organization for Marriage, which made headlines for a TV ad known as The Gathering Storm, was far more succinct. It released a statement calling the ruling, quote, "a burst of unprecedented judicial arrogance," and added, quote, "we will fight back." John McNeff is pastor of the North Creek Church in Walnut Creek with a congregation of about 1,300 people. He says he's disappointed with the ruling, but not surprised.
It's unfortunate that the people can't speak in the legal system. The activist judges will take it into their own hands to change this until they get it to be what they want it to be, not what the people wants it to be.
Supporters of Prop 8 have been granted a stay in this case, so Judge Walker's order will not take effect immediately. Both sides have until this Friday to enter additional documents so no same-sex nuptials could happen until then at the very earliest. Coming up at 4:30, host Dave Iverson will moderate a KQED News special on today's decision. The panel will break down what today's ruling means, how Judge Walker put it together, and they'll try to look ahead to appeals, which are certain to come. The conversation continues tomorrow morning on Forum, and you're welcome to call in with your thoughts and questions during the 9 o'clock hour of that program. I'm Joshua Johnson. More coverage of Proposition 8 and all the day's news online at kqednews.org.